JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is a one-shot thing we got going on here.
It's nobody's business but ours.
Yeah.
You know I ain't queer.
Me neither.
Yeah, me either.
The Don and Mike Show.
How about you, Mike?
Me neither.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Theater of the Mindless. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, let me just go back for 1 second, that last break. Here is the breaking news on the media sites. Shock radio out of control. Host suspended after remarks about rival's dead mother.
Wow.
Let me see. Courier Communications, Gospel and Talk, WNOV.
That's where most of the upcoming shock jocks live, gospel radio.
Well, that's where the guy made the comment.
You mean it's a gospel station?
Yes. Morning co-host Michael McGee Sr.
Oh, senior?
He said he's really a senior, right?
Now, hold on a second. Because now that I read about it, you've got to hear the whole story. Okay. It sounds like it's a father and son team, and they fired the father, but the son continues.
Oh, wow. No.
Junior.
All right, so this is the headline. Blah, 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 blah. Sport, blah, 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 blah. Morning co-host Michael McGee Sr. Has had a long-running on-air feud with Charlie Sykes of Crosstown News Talk,
wow.
WTMJ.
And the news talkers also have most of the shock jocks.
Has been suspended / fired on the heels of comments he made following the death of Sykes' mother in a house fire. The quote, Mother Sykes, she dead.
Who he?
To me, it's the vengeance of God.
Oh, so let's see. There's the gospel playing into it.
I ain't got no tears.
Wow.
McGee Sr. called Sykes a fool and an idiot and suggested that his rival killed his mother himself because, quote, he got tired of waiting for her money. I think we had heard that already.
Right. Sounds like maybe they might know each other a little bit.
It says that they've been fighting for a while.
Okay.
Station owner has suspended McGee Sr. from the air indefinitely. May fire him. McGee Sr., whose son and Milwaukee alderman Mike McGee Jr. is part of the show.
This sounds like the big time. We are listening to big time here.
Talked about the subject for 5 minutes, moved on to another topic. Mike McGee Sr., a caller said, you didn't mean that about your enemy's family members being dead. Man, you don't think I mean that. Man, you out of your mind.
So he didn't confirm or deny.
Says McGee Sr.
Whether he meant it or not.
Right. Nope, that's it.
So the McGees, they're still brokered time, though, right?
Uh-huh.
So basically when you suspend them, you just don't take their check?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's the boss if they're buying the time.
And, hey, John in the back room, if you could Google this story and get the pictures, you got to get the picture of the guy whose mom passed away.
Okay.
The guy whose mom was in the
That's the guy from the news talk right, station.
Because he looks like, hey, how you doing? Hey, it's white guy. I'm happy.
Hey, super, here I am. Yeah.
Meanwhile, this guy that did the speaking,
right.
The guy that did the shock jockery,
yeah,
looks like a Rastafarian
yeah.
that meets you at the airport in Jamaica and asks you.
Is he an older guy?
There he is.
Oh yeah.
There he is.
That's Charlie Sykes.
Looks like George Clinton.
No, that's not Charlie Sykes, Buzz.
According to this, it is.
No, that's not.
Okay.
That is definitely the guy
McGee, right?
From the gospel station.
Hey, Mr. McGee.
Okay.
Is it?
Buzz had it wrong. Right. He had it backwards.
The Google search turned it up with his name because both names are in the story.
But I think, really, if you look at this horrible example about what we do, and we all could make an effort to just be nicer. Like, may I say something nice now, something that I really feel for people?
Yes, what?
I'd really like to say that there was an event here this weekend in our area that was canceled, and I really feel bad for the people that...
The Bay Bridge Walk.
I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'm really, really sorry that the Bay Bridge Walk was canceled due to high wind, and that it won't be rescheduled.
Whoa!
There, now Buzz has the picture.
There's Charlie Sykes.
There's the guy from the news talk station. Okay?
I don't think they probably hang out together. They're probably not friends.
He looks like a Charlie Sykes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I wonder where the hostility. They don't look like they'd be hanging out.
I don't know.
I mean, usually when you've got that kind of venom, there's something personal. There's usually a little something. There's some contact somewhere down the road.
Maybe they're cousins.
Well, they would have gotten along better if they went on the Bay Bridge walk together.
Well, it's,
you've
it's,
always been such a supporter of that, Mike.
Just total crap.
I leaned my head back and laughed when I heard that it was canceled this weekend. Uh-huh. You've always loved that event too, don't you, Don?
Yeah, it screws up traffic big time.
Shut down the entire damn bridge so people can walk across it, and it won't be rescheduled. Hi. Thank you. Sorry. That was cruel. That was cruel shock jockery right there.
Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
Michael.
Uh-huh.
America's favorite brand names. God, I'm a brand name guy.
Mm-hmm.
I love brand names. What do you think, just released now, for the first quarter of 2007?
Right.
What do you think our favorite bank is?
Favorite bank?
Our favorite bank brand name.
Fifth Third.
Huh?
Yeah, I said that too. That's a... That's a bank down in Florida that I've never understood the name of. Fifth Third. Number one, Bank of America.
Number two, Buzz.
I would say BB&T.
Not even on the list. It's Wachovia.
Ah.
Wachovia. They just had the golf tournament, the Tiger Woods, over the weekend.
Right. How about this one?
Commerce. Commerce Bank.
Are they on the list?
I don't know what I'm doing in here.
How about airline?
Oh, that's easy.
Yes.
That's a Spirit.
United.
I'll say American.
Southwest.
Southwest.
Really?
Here you go.
Branding.
What's our favorite athletic footwear brand?
Crocs.
Well, nice. I'm sorry. Nike, I would think.
Athletic footwear. Adidas.
Adidas. No, it's Mike, and I'm surprised because I always kid you for wearing these.
K-Swiss?
No, New Balance. Didn't you used to wear New Balance?
No, I had one pair of New Balance a long time ago.
For wide feet.
For wide, yeah, yeah, good for wide feet.
Shoe. How about, and who did this? The Harris Poll people did this.
How dare you? It's true.
What
are you doing? Just him for wide feet. Things that appeal to Rob for super wide feet.
What is our favorite brand name coffee shop?
Famous brand name coffee shop. Yep. Well, Starbucks, of course.
No.
Really?
Dunkin' Donuts. Mm.
Really? Dee Dee's.
Right.
Also for wide feet.
Also for wide feet.
And big breasts.
So cute.
Wide feet, big asses, big breasts.
What about in the survey of our favorite brand names, our favorite brand name computer in the first 3 months of 2007?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say Dell.
Mm-mm.
Commodore.
Hey, Joe, can I have another drink here?
A Mac?
Apple, Mike. I'm Apple. Sorry.
So it is Apple?
Oh. Yes, Apple.
Apple's number one. That's because it's the fruit.
How about, here's another weird one. Our favorite credit card. Our favorite brand name credit card.
Oh, I know this one. I'm going to say Diners Club. No?
Might as well.
Wrong again?
No, it's Discover.
Discover? No.
I'm telling you.
It's got to be Visa or MasterCard.
No, it goes Discover, Visa, American Express, MasterCard, Capital One.
All right. Okay.
What's in your wallet?
Discover. Yeah, they advertise an awful lot.
Yeah. Okay, how about our favorite gasoline? Huh. Even though we all get raped when we go to the pump.
Now, this will be the whole run here.
Why do you favor rape?
I'm ready for this one.
Okay, come on.
Racetrack. Racetrack.
No.
It's right. I'm gonna say Exxon.
No, it's
that's
not
my
Exxon.
Final answer.
Final answer? No, it's BP.
Beep? No.
Who did this can't
is,
be right.
There's bribery going on.
This is
there's bribery going on here.
Have you heard of the Harris Poll people?
I have. What are they drinking?
Yeah. Buzz, you have no room to say anything. You just put up a picture of the Rastafarian and said he's the guy that works at WTMJ.
You were talking about the Rastafarian. Anyway, they both came up on the Google
search. I buy into that BP because remember they just absorbed Amoco. So every Amoco is now a BP.
BP.
But so that could be.
Green, pretty green.
Very nice.
Pretty green.
Pretty green.
What is our favorite in the first 3 months of 2007? Our favorite quick serve restaurant.
Okay.
They don't say fast food now. They say quick serve.
If it's just
fast
service.
Which is a joke, too.
O'Mara's. I had to. I had to. People don't realize. I get fined every time I do that. That was an expensive joke.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
No, that's easy. Now, serious answer. Checkers. Tom, I'm being serious here. Well, would it be McDonald's, of course?
No, it's Subway, Mike.
Oh, Subway. All right.
Subway.
I eat there every day.
Subway.
Subway. Very healthy.
Okay, one more.
All right, I'm ready.
One more. Here we go. Our favorite soft drink.
Now, this is going to require a little bit. There's so many. This is going to require a little bit more thought.
It's not that turkey stuff we had around Thanksgiving.
I'm going to go on a limb here. It's one of the light beers.
It's not Faygo.
Faygo. It's Fanta.
RC.
Fanta. Is it? No. All right. Serious answer. Yoo-hoo.
Come on.
I'm going to say Diet Coke.
No. Buzz.
I was going to say Hojo. Hojo Cola. Is what I was going to say.
Thank goodness you did.
Well, Pepsi's my favorite.
You were so dry there. You were being silly, like me.
That's right.
Yes. So arid.
Hojo.
Yes.
No, it's Diet Pepsi.
Arid dry.
Diet Pepsi, but you like
that's
Diet
my choice.
Pepsi.
I'm drinking it now.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll give it to you real fast. Here's
any one. More? Are there any more? This is fun.
There's 8 million of them.
Please, more. Please, give, please.
All right, over-the-counter allergy medicine.
Oh, boy. Allergy medicine?
Yes.
I'm going to say Claritin.
No. It's Benadryl.
Benadryl.
Said contact,
how about this? Last one. Not counting your joint, Mike.
Okay.
Our favorite brand name restaurant for casual dining.
Carrabba's. They're a fine, fine client, and I say nothing ill. I'm going to give another
answer.
I've
never had to wait there either.
All right. Casual dining?
Very casual.
Very casual. All right. Denny's?
Not that casual.
All right.
Buzz?
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden is at number 2.
Ah.
I have a guess.
Yeah.
Applebee's?
No. Here we go. I'll give you that. Let me see. Good. 10 to 1. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's a couple of ties.
All right.
But from the bottom to the top, it's Arby's,
uh-huh.
IHOP,
yeah.
Chili's, Fridays,
yeah.
Tuesdays, Ruby Tuesdays, mm-hmm. Hooters, Applebee's,
uh-huh.
Olive Garden, and tied for number one, someone please flip a coin. Outback or Red Lobster?
Outback or Red Lobster?
Casual
there
diet.
They are.
Our favorites.
There they are. I like this list a lot.
You know what I like about Red Lobster?
What's that?
What's that?
Even though it's casual, you can dress up if you like.
Yeah, if you like, you can wear a suit.
I know.
You can wear a suit. And not like a business suit. Like a clown suit.
A lobster suit.
A lobster suit. You can wear, they will serve you if you're dressed as a lobster.
But you must wear shoes.
I tell you, though, when you're wearing the claws, that drawn butter. Is one pain in the ass. It really is.
What is our favorite mid-scale hotel?
Mid-scale hotel? The Breezeway. mid-scale hotel, I would say Hampton Inn.
That's third, Mike.
Okay.
That's third. Buzz?
Holiday Inn.
That's fifth. It's Ooh. Comfort Inn.
Comfort Inn.
Sleepy Bear.
How about...
Do they still use the Sleepy Bear?
Some places, yeah, they do.
Let me see.
Do you really know that?
I do know that.
Cell phones. What's our favorite brand name of cell phones?
Cell phone. Brand name like Carrier or like as far as the service that we all, the provider?
Who makes the phone?
Oh, makes the phone.
Who makes the phone?
I'm going to say.
I know, the Japanese.
Motorola.
No, Buzz.
Ericsson.
Close. You're both close. Samsung.
Samsung.
Thought of them.
I got me one, I think.
And
no, I have a Sanyo. Yeah, we all have Sanyos.
Motorola.
Oh, here's one more that's actually interesting, I think.
Okay.
Online travel. Because who doesn't do that now? What's our favorite online travel?
Scat travel. Well, it's not the same website.
No, it sure is.
It's a derivative of scatlover.com.
Come on, what do you think it is?
I'm going to say a Travelocity.
That's third. Buzz.
Expedia.
There you go.
Ah.
Dot-com.
Found a nut.
Blind squirrel, say hello to the nut.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's Expedia, Orbitz, Travelocity, then on down a Priceline, CheapTickets.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's all.
Not no more?
Well, yeah, there's more. But
did I just say not no more?
Look at the time boy.
I'm sorry. The time boy.
We're running out of time boy.
All right, no problem.
All right, Mike, how about regular beer?
Regular beer?
Regular beer, not light beer.
All right.
Regular beer.
Wiedemann's. No, I'll say regular beer, Budweiser, number one.
Budweiser's fifth.
Miller.
Miller is third.
Oh, man. Pabst.
Come on, you own a bar. Come on, seriously.
Number one, you mean the brand name number
favorite
one?
Favorite brand name beer in America for the first 3 months of 2007.
All right, you said Budweiser, no. Well, I mean, it's a light beer.
It's not.
It's not?
It is not.
Jesus, I'm totally lost. Heineken?
No, Heineken is way down there.
Coors.
Winner.
Wow.
Winner.
Well, I'm fascinated. That's yeah. Not with my experience.
No. How about with light beer?
Light beer would be Miller.
No.
A tie with Miller and Bud Light.
No and no.
Really?
No.
No and no. Buzz.
Light beer?
Michelob.
Michelob Ultra.
No.
Heineken Light.
No.
Amstel Light.
No.
Coors.
Coors Light, Silver
Coors
Bullet?
Coors Light, number one.
The Coors Company came in. Wow.
They're very big in the Midwest.
Would you like to take this home with you so you can restock your restaurant?
Yeah.
Study
just
out.
So I'll know what the customers want.
There you go.
Right. And I'll know how to get them to a good hotel. Wow.
Oh, I know what time it is.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, it's that time already. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
You find the good ones that I miss, Mike?
Pizza.
Oh.
Favorite pizza.
Ha! Domino's.
You're right. You got it.
Very good.
I cheated.
You looked at it before?
Of course I did. Of course I did. Papa John's is number two.
Yeah, Papa John's is number two, followed by Pizza Hut and then Little Caesars.
Right. How about favorite afternoon radio host?
Sean Hannity.
Exactly.
Christopher Core. Is he still on?
He's not even on in the afternoon anymore, Mike.
He isn't?
He's not.
I should pay attention to that more.
Like, you're not like me and you don't get up every morning. At what time is he on?
Oh, who knows? Who listens?
Well, we'll find out what time he's on, then we'll make the joke.
Mm-hmm. You should have mentioned this one with your compulsion.
What's that?
Toothpaste.
I didn't even see toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
Crest.
Wrong.
You're lying. I saw the list.
It's Gleam. No, Crest is number one, Colgate number two.
Of course it is.
That's fun.
That's
a good list. Can I keep this?
Of course, that's yours.
Thank you very much.
Would you like me to autograph that for you?
Please, just put your John Hancock on that. Sign me and personalize it, will you please?
Oh, he will.
Sign me something nice. Hey, he's doing it right now before we go to break. That's very nice.
Mike.
He'll make it personal.
And he's writing something. He stopped reading it, so might be something secret.
Yeah,
something very special.
I mean, that's something he wants to
seeing this.
Share on the air.
And I didn't write my standard. Yaz is a fag.
Okay,
something there you go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
From me to you. Read it out loud.
To. Okay.
Don and Mike to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.